Why did Neville Goddard end his lectures with "Let us go into the silence"? My name is Mr. 2020. Today is the 21st of November, 7:02 a.m. It is a lovely day in Melbourne, Australia. And today we're going to answer this email for you, because there are parts to this that you probably haven't noticed yet. And that's where the real fun begins. So maybe you've noticed, if you've listened to any of Neville's lectures, where Neville reads, doesn't read, where Neville speaks from his state. And he tends to end with something like, "Let us go into the silence." You get to notice he gives you a lot you could think about. He really does. You know, lectures tend to be about 40, 45 minutes in length. And he gives you a lot to think about. But it's not the thinking about it that'll make the difference in your life. See, inside of you, you've got something we could call the think abouter. And you know what it does? It thinks about. Call it what you wish. The think abouter's got a job, and it's to think about. Want to go get a pizza? I'll think about it. Where from? What kind? When? See, there's lots of questions that come up when we think about. On the other hand, what you are, from what I can tell, is the silence that hears the sound of my voice. What you are is the stillness that gives life to and notices all apparent motion. And your job isn't to silence the mind. Your job isn't to still all of your emotions and your mentals, your think-abouts. They all come from your state, because your state, well, the state of happy, loving puppy dad, has very different think-abouts than the state of happy, loving husband. And the state of happy, loving husband has very different think-abouts than the state of happy, loving teacher. But meanwhile, think about that. But as you notice, at the end of the lectures, Neville tends to, in the end, always suggest, "Let us go into the silence." The silence is what you are. The silence is where you apply this. And I suggest that you make it a habit of not just listening and then thinking about. Even to this podcast, I can't tell you how many compliments I've gotten since we started adding in, "Let us go into the silence." Because what I want you to do is get in the habit of allowing silent moments to be actual investments. Because any time I'm listening to someone talk, odds are I am not passively listening. I am not good at that. Odds are I'm probably imagining up something lovely. And if they're sharing something lovely, I'm amping it up. If they're sharing something a little bit crappy, I'm like imagining something entirely different. I notice people don't tend to complain long around them. And they actually seem to lighten and brighten up. Because what you are, what I am, is the silence. What we are is the light that gives life. What we are is the love of God. And you ever notice how many times they just show a couple walking silently, holding hands, maybe sitting under a tree, cuddled into each other, sharing the silence, sharing the love they are? Neville Goddard talks about, if I could get you to so fall in love with a state that you would wear it as a fragrant odor. You see, you don't just try the darn thing on and walk away from it. Yep, I tried it on, I detached from it, let it go, we'll see what happens. No, you wear it as though it were a fragrant odor. When people find out what I do at the pool, well, when people at the pool find out what I do, they always say, "My God, you'd be great at that." I don't have to tell them. I will if they ask. But it's sort of fun because they get it. I wear the state of happy, loving teacher as a fragrant odor. I wear the state of happy, loving husband as a fragrant odor. Meanwhile, what are you wearing as a fragrant odor? You can change your state in the twinkle of an eye. And I suggest that you really start playing with this whole thing of just noticing. You are the silence that hears the sound of my voice. You are the silence that notices all the commotion in your brain while your stink can do. You are the silence that notices the inner arguments and the inner conversations. And you can change the structure of the silence of you at any time. If you got gold, if you want to dive deeper with us, we have something really cool going on. It's called Remarkable. And if you go to joinremarkable.com, that's joinremarkable.com. Right now, you can get $1,000 worth of goodies. You sign up, you get instant access to the vault. Actually, it takes me about 10 minutes to set it up for you. But you get almost instant access to the vault, over $1,000 worth of goodies. Those are for Remarkable. You can buy them, but you get $1,000 as a $1,000 worth of goodies as a Remarkable member. And you also get the Remarkable program, which is really cool. Go read up about it. Remarkable, right? Joinremarkable.com. Because here's the thing. They say learning a new language as an adult is hard. And if you wanted to learn French, the key to learning French is to go to France. Imagine going to France, right? Not only would you get the language, you'd get where the language comes from, the culture, the people, the yummy foods, the attitude. And it's immersive experience which is the key. Because what you probably don't know is the fact that immersive experience, you can apply that anywhere in your life. And that's what we do in Remarkable. It's a cool little program. You get to join in the fun with a group of people. And you get to totally rock your world. Go to joinremarkable.com. Check it out. Check out the super bonus. And remember, you are the silence that hears the sound of my voice. And if you take a moment, like at the end of this recording, as we go into the silence that we are, invest that. Imagine up something lovely. Imagine being in your Remarkable group, sharing all kind of goodies, having fun. Because you could watch another YouTube video. You could go to another Reddit page. You could read for hours. Or you could immerse yourself. How's that for a crass commercial? I just love this. Joinremarkable.com. Now for fun, let us go into the silence. Imagine up something lovely. Let's do it now. Did you notice we snuck in some really cool stuff? Stuff like you don't have to silence your mind. Your Thinkado is designed to Thinkado. Let it. It's just a small little black and white television set, about a 9-inch black and white television set. And you are like a massive skyscraper. You're a mansion with many rooms. And that little TV set, it's got its job. Let it do what it does. It's the Thinkado. We also talked about the emotions. You don't ever have to edit those. You can just notice, hey, if those emotions do not indicate that I am in my state, you get to have a giggle. You get to celebrate that you're faster than you think. You're faster than your emotions. And you get to move into the state of your wish fulfilled. You get to celebrate you. Because you are the silence that is so fast, that is so vast. You are the love, the wisdom, the power of God. Have a lovely day. My name is Mr. 2020, and you've been listening to the Neville Goddard Podcast. See ya.